Radio. Everybody, this is A Progressive Life. I'm Glenn Coble, and I think we have Dr. Feynman on the phone.
Yes, and it's loud today.
All right. Yay. Scott and his buddies did their job. They came in and worked very hard to do this.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I thank them all for doing that.
Yeah, I did too. And it was very frustrating for both
of
us.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we're back on and doing a great job. And I think I just heard Scott from across town scream, yay, as he heard you get through.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got notes here on the board. I'm not allowed to touch any of the board settings. They've kind of rearranged this place so that I better not touch anything. I was afraid maybe I had done something, but it wasn't me. It was apparently somebody had messed with the little dials and stuff like that, and I don't know anything about the dials. So, anyway, we're on.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you what. When I did the little ad for our show today, the murder thing hadn't gone on yet. So
It's dominated the news even more than the elections yesterday. It's extremely depressing and demoralizing.
Yeah, and we had talked about it quite a bit on Scott's show, and I hate to tell the world this, but it makes me so angry that we have...
I'm furious over it, yes, because the Republican Party and the National Rifle Association do not care about anything other than the Second Amendment, but they don't care about abortion rights, they don't care about other human rights, but everybody's got to have a gun, and I'm sorry, that is not the intention of the Founding Fathers. Despite that 2008 case that Scalia wrote, the majority, that is a distortion of what was meant in the 1780s, excuse me. But it's unfortunately this is the right wing's attack on the Constitution, where we got to go back. You know, they claim to the 18th century, and yet the 18th century they were not talking about the kind of weapons we have now.
No.
And there's no regulation at all, and yet they act as if everything is supposed to be originalism. No changes since 1787. Well, life has changed in the last 240 something years, and the court is really horrible. It really is.
It's like the Bible and the Torah and all the other good books. After a few years, it gets a little stale.
And the Bible is not accurate, and the Torah is not accurate, despite what people think.
The world was flat then.
Yes, and realize how much we're learning about sexual exploitation in the Catholic Church and in the Southern Baptist Convention, and even among Orthodox Jews and others.
Yep.
It's just amazing the hypocrisy of these people who claim they have all the Word of God, and they go ahead and they abuse women and take advantage of children, and priests take advantage of nuns and all the stuff going on in the Southern Baptist Convention. But people will still believe what they want to believe.
My father did his it was not a doctoral thesis, but a master's thesis, I guess, on the promiscuity that went on in the parking lots of Revival. Tent revivals. Now, how he got the stuff, I don't know. My father must have been as warped as I am.
Well, it's just amazing how they preach one thing and they practice another. It's just horrible, and that's why many people are turning away from organized religion. They really are. The percentage of people, young people, that feel that way is much lower because they can't stand the hypocrisy of it all, and the fact that religion promotes bloodshed, violence, terror, and death too. Unfortunately.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the Bible does not. I mean, Jesus never said those things.
Not Jesus, no.
Right.
But of course, nobody follows Jesus. If they did, they'd be liberal Democrats.
That's right.
They would be.
They absolutely would be.
Including the issue of the homeless, which I heard you at the end that was listening in.
Scott made a good point, though. We don't talk about that enough, and I think it's because...
because we need to.
So many people like to think, well, they're just lazy. They're not just lazy.
Nobody would go out there begging, and I've had it happen here, you've had it happen there. Nobody would degrade themselves if they were not desperate. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
Of course, some of them are alcoholics or drug addicts, but that's also an issue that needs to be dealt with. I'm not saying they don't have problems.
Certainly.
But it all goes back, honestly, to the 80s when Ronald Reagan was president and he empties all the hospitals, and put people into the streets. And a lot of these mentally ill people, and there are people like that, or drug addicts or whatever, are dangerous to all of us, and he just didn't want to have the government being responsible, so we started to have a major homeless problem.
Yeah, and
he didn't care about it.
I talked about that with Scott briefly, but when we threw them out on the streets, where were they going to go? They're going to go and become homeless, they're going to go and panhandle, they're going to go and steal,
Many, many communities now are making it a crime to be homeless, so I guess maybe they'll put them down in jail rather than a mental hospital or a place where they can get real, where they can be helped. It's just amazing how extreme right wing we have become, and it's promoting hate and bloodshed and violence. And imagine all these kids who are transgender, whether you like it or not, they are, and they're being persecuted and attacked in these state legislatures and city councils.
And what have they done?
You know, that's not the answer. It just isn't.
And what have they done to do that? I mean, most of them are just trying to live their lives and be good people.
Yes, like in Texas now, they're making hard, they can arrest parents if a kid's a transgender kid that's trying to get help.
Yep.
It's just, Texas is unbelievable. I mean, not only Texas, believe me, Florida's bad too and many other states, but Texas is really horrendous. I don't know what can be done about it because of states' rights, but honestly, the state of Texas, the way it's run, is corruption unveiled to the extreme extent. And now we get these same people being nominated. I mean, Paxton, the attorney general, who has been under indictment for 7 years, but he's still the attorney general, beats George P. Bush. It's nothing to do with whether you like George P. Bush, but he beat him 2-1. What is wrong with the voters of Texas that they would, in the Republican Party, they would do that?
You got me there.
Actually, George P. Bush was the land commissioner, would have been all right. He's the son of Jeb Bush, but the Bush family seems to be done for now, and I'm not saying he's wonderful, but he would have been better than having a person who's been under indictment. I don't know how he can even hold office while he's under indictment.
I think it should be against the law to hold office if you're under indictment. But now we have one here in Ohio, and now I just forgot his name. It was right on the top of my head. Who apparently absconded with $60 million, a Republican gentleman who's really spread that money around to all the Republican candidates in this state, and he's still waiting. He's still in office? Yeah, he's still in office.
Well, that's not right. I'm not saying Democrats are perfect.
No.
In most cases we hear about corruption now, I'm not saying always, are Republicans. They really are.
Yeah,
mostly,
that's true.
Mostly, not all. And anyway, whenever there's someone who's a Democrat who has a scandal, the Democrats work to get him out, to push him out of office or her out of office. Republicans, they just keep quiet.
Yeah, I don't understand that at all. And like I said on the air with Scott today, I hold the Republicans right now, because of their stonewalling of all the legislation. There are two bills right now that have been languishing in the House for gun control, sensible gun control. I blame those senators. I say they are murderers.
Yes, I would say they are. They worry about children being born who are fetuses, but once they're born, they don't give a damn whether they have adequate conditions or whether they're safe. You're right.
I saw an interesting meme that came across the other day. It was a picture of Sunnyside eggs, and it said, anymore we couldn't have that because... something about the abortion. Sunnyside eggs are...
It's a sickness, it really is. And the Supreme Court, we don't know what they're doing for sure, but if they do what they're doing, they have lost all credibility, and public opinion polls show it. Now, again, public opinion is supposed to decide everything, but the Supreme Court is really just collapsed as far as a reputable institution at this point, because we have these extremists. And I wrote an article on my blog about, and sorry to say it, the two presidents Bush, the first one gave us Clarence Thomas, and the second President Bush gave to Samuel Alito.
Two great ones,
along with Scalia, but probably worse than Antonin Scalia, the most extremist members of the court of the last century. And we have two of them now. And they're getting the other three that were appointed by Trump, maybe, maybe not, but apparently, to go along with them. So they're going to really, in war on not only women's rights, but probably on contraception, probably on gay rights, and unbelievable gay marriage. They're trying to reverse everything. I guess they want to go back to the way it was that in the 18th century, women didn't have any rights, and blacks were slaves. And you know, and of course, if somebody was gay, and there always were people, you wouldn't know it. This is just sick. It really is sick.
It is sick. And I brought up the lady I ran against, Tracy Richardson, who's still in office. And I lost to her quite soundly. She is pro-gun, and she's anti-abortion. And anti-abortion, I guess, in the state of Ohio is okay, but pro-gun, I don't know. She one of those people that believes that you should, I think she would go along with you shouldn't be allowed to take the morning after pill, but I think she voted for the thing of, 15 days or something like, some ridiculous thing like that. She happens to be Catholic, and I understand the Catholic has a religion has a, or used to have a prohibition against things like that, but they also had a prohibition against masturbation. Does that mean that we're going to send every 14-year-old kid to jail? I don't know.
It's ridiculous. And meanwhile, the priests and the nuns, particularly the priests, are doing all kinds of things they're not supposed to do.
Yeah.
And the cardinals as well. There have been cardinals that have been involved in that.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just, it's enough to make you want to be an atheist, even if you're not.
Well, and that's a portion of why I became an atheist, because I saw so many of my quote-unquote religious friends who were just such hypocrites that obviously religion didn't help them a bit. Now, I do have a great deal. I have some great friends that are terribly religious, and I love them to death, and I'm glad that they have that in their life, because it makes them be able to deal with things. It makes them more at ease with the world, and that's good. I find being at ease with the world is knowing that I've done what I can do in a positive manner.
That's exactly my thoughts, yes.
Including running for office, which I did knowing full well that the chances of me winning were slim and none, but at least I could tell people what I believed. And I had a lot of people come up to me while I was running for office and really get in my face about my position on sane gun legislation. The slogan "guns don't kill people, people kill people." But the people wouldn't kill people nearly as fast nor as quickly with a baseball bat as they can with an MR, whatever it is, HR 15.
AR-15 stuff, yeah.
Not only do they kill them, but the AR-15, as opposed to, I trained on an M16, which is like an AR-15, and I also trained on an M1, which is the old World War II rifle. that has a bigger bullet, but it shoots half the speed of the M16, and it does even less than half the damage an M16 would do. I mean, the bullets start tumbling inside you, and they just rip the other side out of you. There is no need for them, that type of gun.
And that's what happens. That's what's happened to these kids, where they have to have DNA identification because you can't see who's who.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're so badly damaged, these children and the two teachers. Yes.
Yeah,
it's such a thing to mourn. I had tears over this. It was just unacceptable.
You know, now, do you think anything will be done? I think our cowardly Republican Senate will sit on their hands and not do a darn thing.
No, and yet 80-90% want things done. But, and don't forget, there was the Brady Bill, but in 94, and it did lower the amount of deaths and shootings, but then George W. Bush would not renew it.
Yeah.
He has to take responsibility for that and a lot of things, you know. But it's funny, I have students who complain that I say negative things or I'm doing positive about people like Bush and Trump, but how can you not? You have to say what the facts are. I get the plus and the minus on everybody, including Democrats, but honestly, Bush, the second Bush and Trump really were horrible presidents in so many ways. Well, of course, Trump worse than Bush, but everything is comparative.
The banning of the AR-15, that was done during Clinton's time, right?
And, yes.
But who took that off? Was that Bush?
Well, I said George W. Bush.
That,
it was trying to be
Bush.
Renewed in 2004 after 10 years, and he was against it, and it did not happen.
Yikes. It makes me sick, and it makes me want to point my finger directly at Jim Jordan and say, you're a murderer, and
oh,
I believe
well,
that.
He is a criminal. Whether he's a murderer or not, he is a criminal. And, you know, he has his own scandals that he's been hiding, that he's refused to talk about, and, you know, it's terrible.
Well,
yes.
The fact that he and several other, well, dozens of other Republicans refuse to even talk about sensible gun control is beyond belief. It's just beyond the pale, and how my friends who are Republicans still want to vote for them, and they'll say things like, yeah, I don't like him, but I'm sure not going to vote for a Democrat.
Why?
Because they're called Democrats.
He's liberal? What's so terrible? Liberals is what wrote all the great changes and reforms in this country. Anybody saying they don't want to vote for a liberal shows they don't understand history or appreciate all the things the liberals have brought to this country in the last 100 years since the New Deal.
That means that they wouldn't vote for Jesus, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. I got pretty worked up over the shooting, and I'm sure...
I was too.
I'm sure I will be worked up for a while, and it will pass for us. It won't pass for the moms and dads who had to... go and
even the people
children.
Who were not hurt in the scene, you know, will have PTSD for having been in the situation where they were saved, but also a sense of guilt about that.
Yeah, I don't know how you live after something like that.
I wanted to bring up about George W. Bush.
Sure.
So I was shocked a bit about this assassination threat against him by a person living in Columbus, Ohio.
I just heard about that early this morning.
And of course, that's terrible. I don't wish any harm on anybody, but oh my God. And this after out of office so many years, but even a former president has to worry. Jimmy Carter had death threats 3 years later, not maybe now. So, but I was really stunned by that, to hear that. That's really unbelievable. This person who is an Iraqi national who lives in the United States and blamed Bush for the loss of life in Iraq. And I have to say, I agree that the Iraq war was way overboard and that he is responsible, but that as a leader he can do that. But the answer is not to promote ideas of assassination. That's horrendous.
Yeah. Now, there have been some people that have been assassinated that I don't... cry a tear for, but I don't believe murder is the way to take care of any problem.
No, I don't. I just wish God would intervene.
I didn't,
like with Putin.
I didn't even like it when we murdered Bin Laden. I wished we had been able to take him alive.
But a person like that probably as a service could not be taken alive, realistically, you know.
Yeah, the guys that did the raid sounded like they would have allowed him to give up, but he just wasn't going to give up. So,
well, when you're a fanatic person, you don't want to give up. Just like some of these mass murderers kill themselves, or they're shot and killed by police, one or the other.
Yeah.
But imagine this is just after a couple of weeks after Buffalo, and it's just it's beyond belief. You know, the number of school shootings, but also everywhere else, a supermarket or a church or a synagogue or a concert or a shopping mall or a movie theater or a million other places. There's nobody can really feel safe when you leave the house.
You know, you being Jewish, I have, as you know, I have a great deal of Jewish friends, but how in the world do people identify a Jewish person so that they can hate him? It's really hard to
identify. You need to know who is Jewish?
Yeah, how do you know
maybe
that?
By their name, although names are sometimes misleading.
Yeah.
Or they just find out that they are. But just like with this white supremacy theory, you know, about white replacement, we have these people saying Jews are trying to bring more minority groups into the country. And that's what they said at Charlottesville, Virginia, the University of Virginia, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So Jews are always being picked on. They're not as easily identified for somebody who's Hispanic or Asian or black, obviously. You can't just, but still, you know, they get blamed, and this anti-Semitism has always been a problem of world history.
Okay, fess up now, Dr. Feynman. You guys do have a meeting every Wednesday night, right, to talk about this?
Oh, of course.
Gosh.
Not.
Why do people think that there are all these conspiracies against white people? Now,
also this George Soros stuff, the billionaire George Soros, who's Jewish, all kinds of lies are said about him, all kinds of, it's on Fox News too, and Fox News really, it promotes anti-Semitism, racism, bigotry, misogyny, everything you can imagine, and of course there's freedom of speech and press, but honestly, I don't know, I just wish there was a way to get them off the air because they're promoting poison and hate.
Yeah. Now, tomorrow morning, our Marion County naturalist is not going to be with me, which he usually is, but I'm going to, I have found two open, what do they call it, open, well, I'm allowed to play them on the air, two things about how you can't combat ignorance. And, oh, my goodness, it opened my eyes so much. You know, you always think, oh, I'll just talk to that person. They can't honestly believe that all black people are bad. Surely they don't believe that. Well, there are people that have been so steeped in things like that that they truly believe that. And
well, it's probably from the parents. It still comes down to the parents and the people around you.
Yeah.
The children are not born to hate. And if they become that way, it's because either parents or siblings or neighbors or friends, someone that they're close to. No kid is born that way.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, kids are born with lots of maladies, but that's not one of them.
And there's a lot of bad parenting, unfortunately.
There is.
And if the parents want to be able to control what books are in the bookshelves and the libraries, they want to control the curriculum and subjects they know nothing about.
Yep.
And, of course, these governors like Abbott and DeSantis promote that. And that is censorship in a dangerous way.
Yeah, it's scary. It truly is scary. Now, I had a thought and it slipped right out of my head. That's what happens when you get old. Anyway.
No, don't say that. By the way, happy birthday on Friday because I will be out of town.
Yeah.
Not be on Facebook for a few days. I'm going to be visiting my son in D.C. But I want to wish you a happy birthday on Friday.
Aren't you kind? Now, don't send any big presents, okay?
No, but I'm glad you're going to be 49.
There you go, you liar. All right.
Happy birthday number 49.
Thank you very much. 49 plus a couple. All right, let's talk about the
getting as much attention, but Pence actually won out in Georgia. The people he backed defeated the challengers to the governor and the secretary of state. So Trump actually was beaten on that. And not that I like the Republican choices anyway, but certainly, you know, Pence backed the people in office that denied Trump the idea that they could do anything to fix the election of 2020. So I think Pence gets a victory there. And I think there's no question Pence is going to be one of the many people who will run for the Republican nomination. It's not just him. And I wrote the other day, in fact, let me just pull it up. 10 alternatives to Donald Trump begin to emerge in the Republican Party. It is now clear that Donald Trump will have challenges emerging in the Republican Party. Those who are broken with him and are not afraid to challenge him for the presidential nomination of the party in 2024. These include the following 10 individuals: former Vice President Mike Pence of Indiana, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Nebraska Senator Ben Sass, Utah Senator Mitt Romney, Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger, Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley of South Carolina, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, and New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu. Now, of course, not all of these are going to run, but these are all people who have challenged Trump, and they have said the election was won by Joe Biden. There's many others like DeSantis and Abbott and Josh Hawley and many others who support Trump. So they'll be running too. So there's going to probably be 20 to 25 people running. Not all going to be serious, of course, ultimately. But I think a lot of these 10 alternatives will end up announcing.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I would say of that first group of, I don't know, 10 or 12 people. 10 people that you mentioned. I would say that probably 6 or 7 of them are at least thoughtful people.
Actually, I think out of all those, the only ones I would not be happy with would be tense, actually. Mm-hmm. And imagine, I believe I think Romney's acceptable, but I didn't vote for him the last time in 12. I'm not sure I would go for Nikki Haley, who I think is very manipulative and deceitful, and I don't particularly, she once seemed appealing, but no more. And I'm not sure about Asa Hutchinson either. Yeah. And although I admire Liz Cheney, who won the John F. Kennedy Profiles and Courage Award, father's Dick Cheney, so I'm not thrilled by her either in that, for president, I mean.
But she...
but the others, like Hogan, Christie, not that much, and Sass, and Romney, and Kinzinger, and Sununu, I think would be interesting.
Well, and even with Liz Cheney, at least she has the courage to stand where she believes. And that's what we're losing right now, or lacking right now, in our Republican Party.
The
people
that's true.
Are not standing where they believe, they're standing where they're told to stand. They scream that they want their freedom, and yet they have no freedom from Donald Trump. So, I don't know. Crazy. Crazy world. So, were there any other things in the primaries that went on? Let's see, we had a primary in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Texas, and someplace else.
Well, Texas, again, the ones who hold office already won.
Yeah.
I would have preferred George P. Bush to be the Attorney General nominee, but he really lost badly.
Yeah.
Really badly. It's just unfortunate, but it's the way it is, you know.
So you haven't seen any big surprises?
No, really. But at least in Georgia, he actually got, Trump actually got defeated again, like he was. He tried to get them to change the result. You know?
And soundly. I thought that was good.
Like the governor and the secretary of state, at least they had principle not to continue to promote the idea that it was a stolen election in this state, because it wasn't.
Yeah, yeah. I was at least happy with that. And not that I'm happy. I hope we have I hope the Democrats defeat him, but at least he has some principles that he stood with.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's talk about monkeypox.
Oh, God. That's just beyond belief, really.
Just the name makes me chuckle. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I would like to think it's not that serious, but I don't know. But now this thing, it might affect gay people more than anybody else.
Yes.
It means more discrimination against gays, like in the AIDS crisis.
Yeah.
Which is not something we need, but very possibly could be the problem.
And do you think that will rear its ugly head again? I do.
Well, I think it will, because already there's action against gay rights everywhere where they can do it, and the Supreme Court may come up with a case where they take away the rights of people who are not straight, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, now
it's really becoming more and more of an extremist right wing nation based on how the government operates. In any case,
I don't think it's a right wing nation. I think, but the minority is controlling the majority right now.
Well, especially in the Senate, even the House with the gerrymandering, the Republicans win fewer popular votes and winning their seats, but they have more seats because it's gerrymandering in the state legislatures that affects the congressional district lines, like in Florida, taking away a seat that would ordinarily be a black seat, and I think two of them. So they're trying to cut down the black engagement in government. And Texas, of course, is famous historically for fixing things in the way of district lines. But the Senate, the way it operates with the small states having the same amount of votes, they can stop progress that in the states where most people live. And it's just the system we have.
No, I got to say hi to whoever honked as they went by. Hi. I was just...
Are you outside or inside?
No, I'm inside, but they honk as they go by the studio.
Oh.
Where was I going with that? I forgot. I'll get back to it.
about gays. Oh, about gerrymandering, we were saying.
I'm lost right now. I'll come back to it. All right. The monkeypox thing, you are concerned like I am concerned that... Now, why did they have to come out and say that it affects gay people?
Well, maybe it does, but I just wonder. But there are now people that are so religious, supposedly, that they want to make it that nobody should have any sexual relations until they're married. And in theory, that's nice, but that's not the real world. I just don't get it, how people can even think that they can mandate that by law, and they're going to arrest everybody just about,
Well, I mentioned with Scott on the show, I said, does this mean that all 14-year-old little boys are going to be put in jail because they masturbate?
I didn't hear that, so what did he say?
He knew I was saying that tongue-in-cheek, so he kind of giggled, but he didn't say anything more.
It's also girls. I mean, yeah, girls get pregnant before they leave high school. Should they really have children?
Yeah.
You don't have to like that people engage in sex, but you're not going to be able to stop it. And if you don't have contraceptives, you're going to have even more pregnancies. It's just, I'm sorry, these people that have those views, they can't be serious, but they are. And that makes them, I think, very dangerous people. Actually, they are mentally ill to believe they can control other people's behavior. And in many cases, they've probably had an abortion if they were female, or they've been engaged in a lot of illicit sex. But that's all right for them, not for others.
That's a problem that we'll never be able to get to the bottom to. How many of these people who are saying things like this are just as hypocritical as, you know, as they can be, that they did have an abortion or they did practice birth control? Oh my gosh. I don't know. We'll never get to the bottom of that, because
most of these issues we'll never get to the bottom of. We have a lot of emotional issues, and the kids are growing up, and they're 18. Boy, they're 18, they become, like the most recent cases, very dangerous, going around killing. You know?
Why do you think so many of these mass shootings are done by teenage boys? You ever think about that?
Well, more than girls, you mean, or just they're teenagers?
Well, teenage and boys, and more than teenage girls.
Well, because the mind, the brain is not fully developed, and it's a difficult, delicate age, and a lot of insecurity. I think a lot of them don't have a good home life, and they may even be abused at home in some way, mentally or emotionally or physically. And I think they don't have a good family life in many cases. I mean, like with the Buffalo guy, we don't know much about this one. How is it that he had all these things in his room and he lives at home and his parents didn't know anything about it? That's very suspicious. You might say, well, it's my private room. I'm sorry. You live in my house. I can still check to see what's going on. You're supposed to know what's going on in your own house.
Ask my kids. My wife knew everything that was in everybody's room and knew where every kid was, and if she didn't, she went out and found him.
Yes.
And dragged me with her.
Yes, and it may not be pleasant, but when you want to have privacy completely, you live in your own place. You don't expect that nobody can enter your room, and if you're spending money and getting all kinds of weapons and other kinds of equipment, it should be known. And also, how are you spending that money? Where are you getting the money from is what I want to know also.
Yeah. And that's a great question. I don't know that we're going to find the answer, but we can at least take a step and do something. Pass a background check law. Why can't we come together and agree on a simple background check on everybody? I don't mean most people. I mean everybody who has a gun. Not allow people to go to a gun show and buy 16 guns without anything. Or not allow people, like they do in Texas, to carry a gun without any training, without any license.
Yeah, Florida's doing the same thing. That's insanity.
It's nuts. It is absolutely nuts.
And look, you have to get a driver's license to drive, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You should not have everybody able to just buy a gun because they want it. And it shouldn't be 18. It's probably 21.
And if you voted for those people, I hold you responsible for the deaths yesterday as well.
Yes, but a lot of people who vote, they vote their emotions, they don't vote reason, and they really don't care about anybody but themselves. They're very selfish.
Okay, we got another problem right now, especially as Democrats, as I'm sure you and I are. How do we deal with a problem where one of the better presidents we've ever had has a approval rating of somewhere south of 40 percent.
Yes, and because of what's going on in the country with with inflation, which is not something he or anybody can control. We've had inflation under Ronald Reagan, under George W. Bush, and of course people might have said it's their fault, but it wasn't. The point is that there's international situations that set it up, including the Ukraine war, was causing shortages and all kinds of problems, like with baby formula and all that. And, it's just the Republicans have a better propaganda machine, but I still can't see how anybody with any knowledge of history and knows what has been done by Democrats and all the programs we have that people benefit from, including many of the same people, how could they possibly keep on voting Republican? But it's because they're ignorant. They're voting without knowledge.
Well, we are at the point where we have the lowest jobless rate in years and years, if not forever.
The stock market did go down recently, but otherwise it's been doing well. But even that, you cannot blame everything on that. Like, the president can make these things happen. No president can control everything.
Well, one of the things he did do is he demanded that we go up with the salaries. And everybody's salary is higher than it used to be. I don't understand why people don't like this president.
Yes, also, corporations are using the excuse of inflation to make everything much more costly than they need to.
Sure.
Yeah. Nothing new about that, though. Corporations always manipulate to try to, again, the goal might be to make as much as you can make. But to argue like it's the fault of government or the fault of workers, no, it's the fault of corporations that are greedy.
And if you agree with Citizens United, where those corporations are nothing more than just oversized people,
they should be
able to go to jail for doing things like that. That's another thing I'm going to talk about tomorrow on my show, is about honesty in advertising, which it's gone.
The two words don't match.
Yeah, I don't know if I could... I'm going to have a good day tomorrow. I'm going to have
enjoy it, yeah.
A lot of anger flying out.
Yeah, the trouble is the anger after a while probably undermines one's health, too. You have to try not to get too angry, but it's hard not to.
Well, now, being angry about this shooting yesterday is not going to do any good unless we actually put some action to all the...
Yeah, I got to really give credit to Chris Murphy, Senator Murphy of Connecticut, who was very passionate yesterday. He's the one who years ago, after Sandy Hook, was promoting the issue of gun regulations. And he was very emotional yesterday in the Senate, and, he was one of the great speeches of recent times. But, he's not going to get the Republican senators, particularly like a Ted Cruz. He doesn't give a damn. He doesn't care.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to bring it to your backyard. What the heck is going on with Florida blocking provisions of social media law?
Because there shouldn't be social media regulation by the state government. The governor is a fascist. I'm sorry to say that, but he's an authoritarian, and not because I say it. Many people have said it. He's out of control. He's trying to control everything that goes on and claiming that the state government should take away local, county, and school board controls. And yet he's against big government, but he's promoting a big state government from Tallahassee, the state capital. I'm glad the court has blocked the provisions. So he's getting a kickback, at least somewhat, from the courts for the moment. But of course, if it goes to the Supreme Court, all bets are off.
Do you not believe that social media is a common carrier like newspapers and radio and television?
Yes, but it should not be regulated by state government. It should be a federal regulation, not states. It shouldn't be different in different states, is what I'm saying.
I got you. The regulations for radio and television are by the FCC, and the newspapers have their own regulatory.
Yeah, I think we look at DeSantis, and you imagine if he's the nominee, and he could be, and he could win. I'm just saying that I think he would become more dictatorial and more dangerous than Donald Trump was able to be, because Donald Trump was not as informed or as knowledgeable or as intelligent as this man. Is very dangerous because he's intelligent, and I think he wants to have absolutely control of everything possible, and I fear the thought that he could become president.
Well, I was listening also to one of the talking heads yesterday who was talking about this can happen in the United States. We all think our democracy will be there forever, but it can go, much like it did in several other countries, where all of a sudden a dictator gets elected and then just decides from then on all the elections will be under his guise.
Well, that's happening in Hungary now, right now, with Viktor Orban, and the Conservative Political Action Conference is going there. They're worshipping Orban. Yeah. This is what they want. So for someone to be a conservative means they want to have a dictatorship, a fascist government that regulates and limits rights of people who they don't like, women, minorities, gays, etc. And it's just, that's almost like a fascist Italy. It really is.
Yes. And
maybe in some ways, like Nazi Germany, in some ways.
That worked out really well for them.
Yes. But Viktor Orban is very dangerous.
All right, how about Congressman Loudermilk of Georgia, who he supposedly came out and said it was terrible that these people were given tours of the Capitol building the day before the riots and
but
stuff like that.
He might have been involved in it.
And yeah, he said he wasn't involved in it, and now they have proved that he was involved.
Yeah, I wondered, is Jim Jordan also involved? I think.
Well, he was one of those.
Or even Marjorie Taylor Greene, who unfortunately won the nomination again.
Both of those have also been mentioned for the same thing. Yeah.
Yes.
And
so is Lauren Boebert and Madison Cawthorn, who, of course, thank goodness he has lost his nomination for another term, but supposedly he's going to reveal all kinds of secrets about other Republicans. It'll be interesting to see what Madison Cawthorn does. But
love to see it. Yeah, he talks about, gigantic orgies and things like that going on. Well, that used to disqualify you if you were caught being in an orgy. Well, if he starts saying a bunch of these names, do you think the Republican Party really will disqualify those people for being in a... I don't think they will.
No, I don't think so. They already repudiated him because of what he said.
Yeah.
But he's leaving. Kevin McCarthy has no cojones, and you know what I'm saying when I use that Spanish word.
Sure.
It sounds better to say cojones, C-H-A-O-N-E-S. No, and I'm just fear to think that Kevin McCarthy or maybe Jim Jordan would be Speaker of the House, but it could happen. And in fact, if the Republicans win, and they could even put Donald Trump in as Speaker. You don't have to be a member of the House of Representatives to be Speaker, so they can make him Speaker of the House.
That's kind of scary, isn't it?
Kind of? That's a mild statement.
It's scary that we don't have a provision that says you have to be in the House to be a Speaker of the House.
Yeah, well, also the Electoral Count Act of 1887 should be changed so that you cannot have state legislatures change the results of the election, which now is being threatened in Pennsylvania. If the Pennsylvania Mastriano, the Republican nominee, wins, he'll pick a Secretary of State who will fix the election, even if the Democrats win in Pennsylvania with 20 electoral votes. So that's why it's so important, because he's really scary. He's a military background. He's a real fascist, this Doug Mastriano. Hopefully the Democrat Josh Shapiro, the Attorney General, will win the governorship.
Now, there was a something that got on the floor of the, I think, the Congress to codify so many of these laws about voting that got turned down.
Of course, because Republicans want to be able to fix elections and have the Secretaries of State allow alternative electors for the presidency. We could have this real crisis on January 6, 2025.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where nobody knows who's in charge, and that will lead, it would easily lead to a dictator, in my opinion.
And look, even Trump has used the term civil war lately.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So I'm really concerned. This is a very worrisome thing. It's not something you can just overlook and say, it's rhetoric. No, it's not rhetoric.
Well, it will be rhetoric until it's bloodshed.
Yes.
Yeah, and do you think that would be in our future if
I think that it could be. Hopefully not, but it could be.
Well, I don't understand how we can get away from it if, in fact, we just decide to throw out all the rules. The rules are what? They're guardrails that hold us running down the Democratic line of things, and we're losing all those rules if we allow people to say, well, we can change the vote.
And what it means is the Republicans want to make it they can never lose.
Yeah, well,
that's not a democracy. Both sides win and they lose.
Yeah, and I think they're kind of afraid that if the one person, one vote gets really in going, they will never win again because of their stance.
Well, if they change their attitudes and start to appeal to groups they don't, that they're basically a white supremacist, male white supremacist party, they can, but they have become a white male supremacist party, with some women, of course, going along with it.
Yeah, I don't understand the ladies that do go along with that.
Well, I don't understand either. It's not the party of Lincoln, T.R., or Eisenhower, or even the Bushes.
Yeah, no.
Nope, it's not.
It isn't. And we will pay dearly for it if we don't get control and grab a hold of this government.
It's hard to be optimistic
about
the future
right
now. But on the other hand, then last month it looks like the Democrats in polls started to gain in the congressional ballot idea that maybe they will hold control. It's, it a lot depends on what happens. We never know what's going to happen in the next 5 months, but now it's down to 5 months, you know.
Yeah, oh my gosh, that's close, isn't it?
Yeah, June 6th, so it's 5 months to the election.
I kicked myself the other day when I realized it was too late for me to get involved in being voted.
We're running out of time. It's 12:59 now.
Yeah, got anything else to tell us?
Well, the only thing is it's interesting how Russia, Putin may be on his last legs, it looks like. He might be very sick. And Ukraine has actually held up very well up to 3 miles. Of course, they have damage and horrible conditions and a lot of loss of life, but they have stopped the Russians from this so-called quick, takeover of Ukraine. And Putin looks like he's maybe on his way out. I hope he is.
You know, I think Ukraine indirectly may help us control our democracy.
I hope so.
I think it may help us say, be brave, fight the good fight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks so much for the show, and luckily we hear each other this time.
Next week,
as I come back from Washington, D.C., all right?
All right, you have a great time with your son, and have a good weekend and so forth.
Okay, and happy birthday again.
Thanks.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye, Dr. Feynman. That was Dr. Feynman, and we'll be getting out of here in about 5 seconds. Thanks for listening. This has been Progressive Life.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 1.